Hey there, everyone, and welcome back to Be a Warrior podcast. I am your host and an above-knee amputee, Angie Huser. It's that time once again to unleash the warrior within you. Are you ready? Then let's get started. Well, hey, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Hey, you know what? This has been a crazy ride. I missed you guys last week, but we had family in, and it's really tough to balance enjoying family and doing some of this stuff. And quite frankly, I do this for the fun of it and really for my own mental health. So let's just call it what it is. And I did not want to get on last week because my dad was in, and it was so exciting to have him here and to go see some things and let him enjoy the beautiful weather and our birds. It was fantastic. But I do want to take you back a little bit. With April being Limb Loss, Limb Difference Awareness Month, I really hope you had the opportunity to listen to my interviews that I did during that month. That is really the only time of the year I really do interviews. I think it's a special time to find amputees and people with limb difference to come on and speak their truths and what they've been through, their journey, their pitfalls and things like that. But this year was really different, because the people I had on, some were amputees and some had no disability, because they were inventors, people that were helping our community. And it was the most epic month I've had in a long time. And it was just nice and refreshing to have someone else speaking versus me just talking and talking and talking. And if you did not hear those podcasts, I really hope you will go back to the April of 2024, this last April, and listen to them. We started off with a beautiful lady that created Therivie, which is her attempt at helping us with phantom pains. And when she started working in a prosthetics office as a student, she had never heard of that before until someone started talking about what they were feeling. And it triggered this in her, and now it's become kind of a life work for her. And she's constantly changing and upgrading and making unique tweaks to her invention, which is what inventing is, right? Is taking a product that you've created and always making it a little bit better and keeping up with the technology and the times. But it is incredible. I have one myself, and you can put it on, and it uses vibration technology. So if you're an amputee, you understand this, because sometimes when we have really bad phantom pains, we tend to do tapping on our limbs where we're feeling it. And it kind of, I don't know if it's more distraction or more jarring those nerves that are making life miserable, but it works and it does help a lot of amputees. And with it being a band that goes on you, it's an external physical thing versus narcotics and medication. And a lot of amputees want to get off of that stuff. Then we had up a student that he's no longer a student, but that created the Swell Surf Foot. His partner couldn't be on with us, but we had Zach on. And that was incredible. And I have gotten to experience using the Swell Foot this last September in Kauai and surfing. And it's so cool because there is really nothing on the market for adaptive surfers. Everybody kind of makes their own device. And like even my surf leg and the foot I had, I was helped by someone in California who had created her own blueprint. And she shared the blueprint with me, and I shared it with my prosthetist who made me one. And it literally is pipes and joints that don't move, that can handle the salt water because there's no rusting that needs to happen and worry about, because there's no movement in the joint, the knee or the foot or ankle. And the Swell Surf Foot is a little bit heavy right now, but they're also doing this is the starting point. They're just doing kind of testing on it and finding out information from people that have used it. And that was incredible. Being able to say I've used it, to go out and use it in the ocean. And then again, being able to use it this coming fall. I cannot wait to get out and surf again. So thank you, Zach, at Swell Surf Foot. The week after that, we had Monster Mike Schultz. And he was a motocross racer, lost his leg and was not happy with thinking he would never get on a bike again. And when he realized that he would have to create his own, he went out in his garage and started tinkering and came up with the company BioDapt. And now him, his wife, and a couple other people make their products by hand in on his property. And they're out there. He actually is a Paralympian now as a snowboarder. And he is actually told, it says something about sharing that product with other competitors and seeing some of those competitors do really well, that he's got to try to beat somebody out that's got his product on. So talk about selflessness and even the playing field. He could have kept that technology to himself and just been epic. And instead, he's sharing it with the amputee community. And so that's really cool. Monster Mike Schultz, you're awesome. Thanks for coming on. And I ended the month with none other than Dr. Hugh Herr out of MIT. And I'll tell you what, that was a dream interview. I have to say I was a bit nervous because I am definitely not MIT material. I'm a creative person. I'm just not the total brainiac. I had to study hard and work really, really hard to get my grades that I did get. And being around them when I was there last December for a gait study and then meeting Hugh while I was doing the gait study was so awesome. And to have him take the time out of his busy schedule, I'm doing talks and teaching and working on the next best thing in bionics and things like that. It was really cool. And they have got something happening with Bionic Skin. I believe that's the name of the company. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but check out Bionic Skin. Right now, I think they're only really working with below knee amputees, but Hugh actually lost a limb rock climbing with his buddy. They got lost in the winter in the mountains and basically had frostbite and he had to get rid of that. And he wanted to get back again, another innovator. He wanted to get back to rock climbing. And at that time, that many years ago, his prosthetist made his socket out of plaster, which would be so painful and not friendly. And was told that he would never drive, never climb again for sure, and never ride a bike and things like that. And he didn't like that. So he went right back to his drawing board and he started at 17, started creating his climbing foot that worked just for him. And then that led him going back to school or going on to school because he was a teenager, not sure he wanted to go to college. And then he went off and got his PhD. He's been to Harvard and MIT, and now he is the Media Lab coordinator there. And it was an incredible conversation. And you really just need to hear these things because these are the things that are on the market now for us amputees. It is incredible to see how much has changed even since I've become an amputee 5 years ago and what is coming down the pipeline in 10, 15 years is going to blow you out of the water. So you really want to check these people out on social media. Listen to my podcast because they were really great interviews with a lot of good information coming out and some humor and just to see where these people came from, why they decided, especially the ones that aren't even amputees or know people that are amputees, why they chose this path and what they're doing with that technology now. So that was April. And then, like I said, last week I took off. It was kind of a nice breather. Doing interviews usually takes a toll on me because it's just a different schedule. And I am back. And I'm excited to be here. I'm excited for the summer that's coming. I hope you guys are enjoying some great weather where you're at. But I have to tell you, right? We went through not only my dad being in, but while he was in, we packed up two kids from GCU for the summer. Their classes were done in April. And one of them graduated. We have a college graduate. Woot, woot. And there's just a lot that's happening. So with that, I'm like, so what do I want to really talk about today? And I didn't really want to be only just about what happened in the month of April, but I really wanted to talk to you about like the mindset. And, you know, it's okay. Like I have learned that I can be a slave to whatever I choose to do. And as my husband was say to you, is every time I decide to try something, I never half-ass it. It's always 110% and 120%. And it takes all my time and all my energy. So when my kid was graduating and my dad was in and we were moving kids out and there was all this happening, I was like, my train of thought was derailed a million times. Same thing with going into what we're going into now. Like yesterday, for those of you that do follow me on social media, if you don't, please do. But I started a competition. Number one, it isn't about the glory of the competition. I'm just a competitor. And when I see a new challenge that I think will be really hard, but I could manage and possibly do well with it, I like the challenge. One, it awakens something in me, a new zest for life, a new love for life. It reminds me how fortunate I am, even as an amputee, how fortunate I am to be where I'm at, to experience life the way I get to experience it, and not taking a moment for granted, because we all do. I've even taken for granted how good I have had it as an amputee. And it's when I talk to other people, I see the reality of so many other people's lives being so turned upside down and disheveled, and they're at wit's end and they don't know what to do, and it makes me sad. But it also reawakens and it ignites me to be grateful and thankful that I have been blessed with the life I have. And a lot of people that are amputees would not take that on. They would not think that they are blessed for that. And what I would like to do here today is to give you reason to feel blessed, to feel lucky, to be fortunate. I mean, for one, you're listening, which that's a blessing to me, but you're listening, which means you woke up this morning, which means you have breath in your lungs and you have another day to inspire, to reach new goals, to love, to explore, to challenge. There's so many possibilities when you are awoken in the morning with breath in your lungs. So take that challenge and get up and do something. Yesterday started a competition that I never thought I would do because I do not like photographs of myself. And I really am not that kind of person. But it is a Muscle and Fitness HERS competition to be on the cover of their magazine. And the only thing I thought of is, this will get me back to the gym because I have been really bad at getting back in the gym lately, just one thing or another. And this will then benefit me. Not only will I get back to the gym, find my rhythm again, which will make me happy and at peace again, and mentally it just awakens something that makes me happier. Even though it can be really hard at first when I first go into the gym, there's days I'm like, you know, it would have been nice to just sit at home, grab a blanket, put on a good movie, everyone's out of the house, but instead, let's get to the gym. And then, never fails, I feel great when I leave. And there's usually someone that I talk to that just brightens my day. But what also this competition does, and as I said today on my social media, was The first reason I'm doing this is to inspire. I mean, that's the reason for the podcast, is to empower, to inspire, to show people that no matter your circumstance, you can get up and go, because it is about your mind, and your mind is so powerful that it can trick you into thinking life sucks and it can bring you down. And I can tell you right now, last night I went to bed very uneasy and very much in a rut. And I can't tell you one thing that flipped that switch, but I started off great in the morning and I started to tank. And so when I got up this morning, I'm like, get to the gym, clear your head, lift some weights, meet some people, smile, listen to some great music, and get moving, girl. No excuses. So I did this competition first and foremost for that. Second, I want to be able to say, look, I did this. I know my mom, who's in heaven, is looking down on me and looking to see if I'm okay after my amputation. She wasn't here. She passed away the same year I had my amputation. So she never got to see me shine. And I hope that she sees this. It's what inspires me. It's what keeps me going, because I know that she is with me and present. But it also is like so many different avenues, like showing my boys who love to be in the gym that their mom at 50 years old can still get in the gym, kick butt, and put herself out there in a world that can be extremely critical and harsh. especially about a woman's body. And I wanted to be able to say I got on the cover of this magazine to normalize what a human body, female body, looks like, and that bionics and prosthetics are beautiful. And so that's my hope, and I pray and hope that I win, because I've never wanted something so bad. And so that's another reason for doing it. And then third, another big one is there is a money aspect to it, but I'm fortunate enough that my husband has a very nice job, but my heart pours out to a couple nonprofits that I'm a part of, and they're near and dear to me, and I really want to be able to lift them up and get them moving forward in certain aspects. One, you know, I spend time with horses, and the horses that we have, we've rescued. We have three rescues now, plus the baby that my girl, Sakari, gave birth to right after we rescued her. So we have four mouths to feed, four vet bills, four farriers, you name it. If you have horses, you understand what I'm talking about. And when you run a nonprofit like my friend does, that money needs to be regulated through all these different things. And I want to give. I want to help with those bills, because the equine therapy is a huge part of my day-to-day, and I want to bring it to others. And so I'm training these horses up to be good equine therapists. And then the other one is Limbs for Humanity, which is my prosthetists who have made it a their goal, their life goal now, not just to serve their prosthetic company that they have created, but also to take prosthetics to underprivileged areas like Mexico. They go down there once a month with the gifts. I mean, they are gifts to these people that have lost their limbs a lot to diabetes, and they give and give whatever they can, whatever they have of their time, but also their finances to travel and to stay down there for long weekends, and even the products they bring down. Some are donated, but some is their own money. And I want to be able to lift them up and give them a good start into helping others. So that being said, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm not doing this for self-gratification. However, there is a component, of course, that would be make me feel really good. The competitor in me wants to win. I always want to win. If I start something, I'm going to finish it. Something like this, I'm not only going to finish, I want to win. So if you can help me, that would be great. You can find my link on my Instagram or my Facebook, and you vote every day for free, or you can donate to the cause. And what it does is the money donated to give me 25 votes for $25 or 50 votes for $50. It goes to children's cancer research, which again is near and dear to me, because there's a couple young ladies that I know lost their limbs to cancer. And growing up, I mean, it's hard enough getting a prosthetic to fit, but let alone also your body is growing and changing as a young woman. And when I say young woman, they were just children when it happened. So they've been going through all the changes. And then also the side effects of chemo affecting one of them right now makes me extremely sad to see. And I would love to see us support children cancer research so this doesn't happen to others. So like I said, there are so many reasons why I'm doing this. And my love to help others is really the driving force behind this. Plus, like I said, the win for me is the fact that I'll get in shape, because it's forcing me to get my butt to the gym again. And I can't get lazy now, because darn it, I've got to show people that I am still working out and doing what I can do. And that brings me to believing in yourself. Sometimes our biggest enemy is our own mind, and we tend to get caught up in worrying about what others think, what others will say. I am so guilty of that. And I will tell you that last night, I know that was one component of what tanked my emotion. And I had the mental struggles, and I'm surprised I slept last night, because there was some things weighing on my heart. And it was, I was consumed with what somebody else was thinking of me. And I started going, you know what, here's what I do. When that happens, I've really tried to mature with this, and it's very hard. But there's going to be naysayers in your life. There really are. There's going to be people that put you down for one thing or another, make you feel like you are doing something wrong or misrepresenting you. And there might be some that actually go out of their way to share that with others. And that's sad to me. But here's how you get through this. At least this is what I've been doing. And the fact is, what I can do is clear my conscience on this. One of you know that I'm faith-based. I'm a Christian, and I've been rebaptized not too long ago, right before my amputation, actually. And I lean into it when things get really hard, and I praise when things are going well. When things are going hard on me like this, somebody or people thinking I'm doing something for self-gratification or because I think I'm all that in a bag of chips, which I don't. Like, you, if you hear my video from today, you'll know that I will tell you I am not in the best shape that I've been in since my amputation, and I'm trying very hard to get back to it, but I also know it's a journey. There's not a stopping point on that, and yes, I like to enjoy life, so when we travel, I'm going to have a glass of wine. I'm going to have an espresso martini or whatever, but I'm going to eat what I want to eat, and I will, you know, have to work it off later. But when it comes to someone doing things and putting negative thoughts in your head, like maybe I am not doing this for the right reasons or whatever, that's when I start going, what are your motives, Ange? What are your motives? What are you doing this for? Why are you doing this? And if I can tell myself with all certainty and conviction that I have done nothing wrong, that I'm doing this because of my love to help others, to empower others, to inspire others, that I'm not egocentric or I'm not all about myself, then I clear my conscience and realize that I can't control how other people see me, but I can control how I handle myself through those situations. And I will choose to go back to that question. And sometimes we get away with ourselves, right? We forget where our focus should be. And it also brings me back to center when I do get sidetracked or I do get caught up in, I got to get a podcast out. But what's most important right now? Oh, my dad's in. And this, he's going to be 90. I want to soak up every moment I have with him. Every minute is important. So this podcast can wait a week. No one will remember this a year down the road, but I will always remember the time I spent with my dad. So what are my motives? When I tell myself that my motives are free and clear and they're positive and they're genuine and they're filled with love and trying to share positivity, good vibes, whatever, then I can start to let go of the grip of worrying that I'm not pleasing everybody. I'm a people pleaser, and that is part of the perfectionist in me and the competitor in me. And because I've never really done anything like this where I've worked out and shown myself working out or done pictures of me working out and showing off, quote unquote, which I hate, I have to remember what is the purpose. I want to win this money. I really do. I want to be able to donate my money that I win. I think it's a good cause for both of them. I also want to see myself get on that magazine so that I can share with the world that amputees are not disabled people. We have to shift our thinking and our journey is different, but we are more than capable of doing anything anybody else can do, and sometimes even better than some people. And so, for example, I had a gentleman come up to me today at the gym, and he saw me doing the pistol squats on the Bosu ball while I was holding my prosthetic leg up. And he's like, I can't even do that with two legs. And he goes, I hope I don't offend you by saying that. I'm like, no, I appreciate you saying that. I don't get offended when people try to be honest because I know he meant well. And he's like, I just want to say that you made my day and you got me to stop whining and complaining in my head while I'm here at the gym. And quite frankly, it's those moments that remind me that we can inspire by doing our day-to-day if our heart is pure and good and we're doing things for the right reasons. And yes, I go there for my own benefit, but it makes me a better person. It makes me a better wife. It makes me a better mom. And then when I'm feeling great, I can give. I'm not depleting my own bucket. I'm filling myself up. People there fill me up. And then I can go and reciprocate to the people in the world around me. So believing in yourself and your mindset, that you can do anything. And yeah, I'm not discounting the fact that there are some amputees still struggling, okay? But you can get past those struggles by shifting your thinking. And it's all about your brain. Your brain is the most powerful thing in your whole body. And whatever you tell your brain and believe, your brain will process and it will figure it out. Phantom pains are real. There are days where I've had them so bad that it's crushing and it's debilitating and I can't function and I can't think about anything else but the pain. But I do know that what I've told myself is this will end. This is not permanent. This is not lifelong. I'm not going to have this phantom pain for the next 6 weeks, 1 year, 10 years. It will come and it'll subside. And usually for me, about 4 or 5 days. I think I'm lucky that way. Some people get them for much longer. But remember, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Phantom pains get pissed off because of something. When I work out, yesterday was leg day. My foot was burning all night last night because I was pressing into my socket. And basically, once you piss off a few nerves in there, they're like, see ya, and they just fire off. And I know that as soon as I take my leg off at night, it just kind of floods. So just remember, your mindset is powerful. If you tell yourself you can't, then you won't. If you tell yourself you can, you will. And it is not always that easy, but that is the first step in the right direction. What you speak to yourself, you will start to believe. And when you start to believe it for real, your brain will pick up on those messages of the heart and you will start functioning the way you want to function in life. So no matter where you're at, whether you're an amputee or you're following me because you want to be motivated, if you're struggling with medical conditions or you know someone struggling, let them know. Positivity mindset is so, so more valuable than anything else you can imagine. So just make sure that you are thinking positive, acting positive, and when the going gets tough, that's when you actually flood yourself with more positivity than ever before. That is not the time to get back and get whiny or sit back and boohoo or pity party. And yes, there are times for those, as long as you get it done and get over it, because there is better things to do with your life than having a pity party on yourself, because you do know that there is going to be someone else in this world that is worse off than you. No matter what you're going through, there is someone worse off than you. So if you woke up today and you're listening to this, you have breath in your lungs, I want to see what you're doing. Get out there, make a difference in the world, make a difference in your life. Think positive, act positive, smile more, and know that there is a purpose for you when you wake up. And you just got to figure out what it is your purpose is. So I'm hoping that my purpose is to win this competition. It unfortunately is like 4 different cuts, I think, and I'm doing really well. I think there's 8 more days now on this first cut. But if you can get onto my Be a Warrior 360 Instagram or my Angie Huser on Facebook, you'll see my posts. Follow me. And please share this message with everybody. Share positivity. We need more of that in this world. And I guarantee you, you're going to feel so much better despite whatever you're going through. So use this, lift yourself up, get up off the couch, get outside, find some fresh air, smell the roses, so to speak. And maybe you do have roses at home. I don't know. And just enjoy life, because you are here for a reason and you are beautiful and you are blessed. So I hope you have a great rest of your week. I'm so grateful you're here. Please share my podcast with others. I really want to spread the word and positivity around the world. And again, as always, be healthy, be happy, be you.